actors are routinely asked to take on roles outside their comfort zones. Thane Jasperson is taking that challenge even further. On stage, he's transforming from a human into a four-legged animal. Jasperson plays the family dog Porthos in the new musical Finding Neverland at the American Repertory Theater, and he's fully embraced the role from his growls to his canine gait. Even when he sat down with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer, Jasperson would cock his head to one side and move his hand upward as if he were about to lick a paw.
I think in my past life, I was a dog. I think, like, it seems so natural to just come in and have my tongue out and feel happy and be like, what do you want to do? Want to play? Let's go throw the ball. Come on, throw me the ball. You know, like, I don't know. It feels natural.
Did you have any hesitation about taking this part?
You know what? I did. The very first time that they told me, I think they said, Thane, you're going to be playing the dog. And my first thought was like, oh, man, that means like I'm going to be like sitting around doing nothing while everybody else is singing and dancing and acting. And I'm just walking around like a dog. You know, and my first thought was kind of not negative, but I definitely wasn't as excited until I got into it. And then I thought, this is actually the coolest thing ever. And I love the challenge of, as an actor, like diving into a dog and what are the tics and what are the antics that they do. And
so a huge artistic,
yeah,
theatrical challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I literally, like, whenever I'm on the train or anywhere and I see dogs, I sit there and stare at them. And I'm like, what are they doing? I got to add that, you know?
You really do. You have
to
study dogs.
Anytime. I was in the offices and one of the dogs was just stretching and doing some things. And I was like, yeah, I need to add some of those stretches and some of the way he's like chewing on his bone.
What's going through your mind when you're on stage? Are you trying to think like a dog? So if there's food on stage, you are trained on that food. Like, what's the thought process?
Yeah, it feels so natural to just switch into this mode where any kind of little movement or things that are flying or rolling on the stage catch my attention and suddenly I want to play with them. And then suddenly I like see something else. There's a moment where we're on stage and there's a bunch of peas on stage after the dinner and they're rolling all over and then I'm just crawling around looking for them and finding them and playing with them, and if somebody like kicks them at me, then it catches my attention and I go towards the peas. My attention span has become shorter.
Well, I can see as you're doing this, you're kind of doing those darting movements like a dog, a real dog would.
Right.
So you've really adopted the whole psyche and demeanor.
Yeah, I definitely have. Like itches or like mites that I'll bite on my arm or, you know.
That you're imagining?
Yeah, that I'm imagining. So I have like, or if I do feel anything that itches or scratches, then I definitely attack it, just like a dog would.
What have you come to think of as your trademark canine sounds?
I love growling. I love being like, and I do a lot of the like sneezing and the sounds where they're like, you know, where they do that with their nose. I like to do that a lot. And then with the barking, there's like a, as I go along, I like to add inflection. Like when my owner comes in, you know, at first there's a moment he comes to the window and I don't know who it is. So I'm barking, of course, aggressively because I'm trying to protect. So I'm like, boof, boof, boof. And then as soon as I see him, I'm like, oh, and I do a lot of like panting with the
anyone tongue. Who's come home to a happy dog can identify to that.
Right? It's fun.
I noticed in some of your Tumblr and Instagram photos online, yeah, that when you pose with people now, your tongue is lolling out.
Always.
So you go into dog mode even when you're posing with other humans.
I do. My tongue, I feel like now it's like out more than ever. I just, if I look at somebody and want to show them appreciation or happiness, I stick my tongue out. It's crazy.
Thane Jasperson, a.k.a. Porthos the dog. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Actor Thane Jasperson speaking with WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer. Finding Neverland runs through September 28th at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. See pictures of Jasperson in his dog costume at WBUR.org.